In the 1960s, if you drove along Baseline Road skirting the edge of South Mountain, you would find yourself driving among a kaleidoscope of colors bursting out from the dirt. Light yellow, deep red, violet. They were flower fields that stretched for 300 acres. The picture book scene was carefully cultivated each year by Japanese-American families. After a brutal imprisonment and internment camps during World War II, the flowers helped them flourish again.
A 1966 article in the Phoenix Gazette describes the flower fields as one of the top attractions for winter visitors. People like to stop and smell the roses. But by 1971, the headline was Baseline Flower Gardens Decline. Drive along Baseline today, and the last reminder of those flowers is a modest shop called Baseline Flower Growers.
Nick Nakagawa is 95 years old now, and he still works every day at a steady pace. But his flowers are delivered wholesale now, and the fields are long gone, replaced by houses and condos.
When the fields were in full bloom, there were years when Nick's daughter, Kathy, was barely taller than the flower stalks. Now she's a professor with kids of her own. Here she is at the flower shop, speaking with her father about their memories.
So do you remember when you first started farming flowers here?
It was after the war. We were put in the camps after the war started.
So that was right after the war. And then how many families along here? There were seven families eventually.
The two of us were farming. Kishamas and I were growing flowers at that time. And then two, three other families came in and started growing flowers. So at one time there was probably 300 acres of flowers along Baseline. And the perfume, you could smell it for 2-3 miles away. And it was a national attraction. All of tourists and everybody would come here, and Baseline was just a 2-lane highway. And they had to have police up there on the corner directed traffic so it wouldn't be jammed up. Thousands of cars come through here. And it was a really good business for us.
Although it was a little strange having all the tourists come in all the time when we were kids, and they would sometimes want to take pictures, right, of us in the fields because they were little kids.
I even had a tower built so that people could go up and to the top of the tower and look down on the fields and enjoy the colors.
I remember this business as being a lot of work for you and Mom. So I remember being here, like on the weekends, when you would have maybe 6 weddings that you'd have to get out, and all of those boxes were lined up, and we would be all blowing into the bags to get the corsages set and everything boxed up so you could deliver them.
Thinking about it now, I says, I don't know how I managed everything like that.
It was a big business. Yeah, I remember you and Mom sitting there, or you sitting there, particularly writing out, and the Mom taking care of the front, and she was so good with all the customers. She would always make that joke about, I won't charge you tax, don't tell the governor.
Well, I missed farming. I love farming. That's why I was in farming, to grow plants and watch them grow and produce something that people would enjoy. I really enjoyed that.
Did you kind of expect that one of us would go into the business? Because we all moved away. None of us really intended to.
No, I didn't expect any of my children to take over the business because it was a lot of hard work. I put a lot of hours and work into building up the business and buying land and everything. And there was times when in the growing season I would leave early in the morning and never got back till late at night. I wouldn't see the kids for maybe a couple of weeks at a time, you know. They were asleep when I got home, and I left before they got up, so.
But it was a great place to play, so I remember running around in that area and then all of us playing around here. It was sad to sell the land, but because none of the kids were going into it, it was something that made sense because that was sort of what the plan was for retirement, was selling the land at some point. Yeah, I guess I'm happy that you have the flower shop to be at, because you're 95 and it kind of keeps you young, I think.
Well, it keeps me out of mischief.
That was Kathy Nakagawa speaking with her father, Nick Nakagawa, at Baseline Flower Growers. Kathy has been working on a memorial to the Japanese-American farmers who made those 16 blocks bloom. It'll be unveiled tomorrow at the corner of 40th Street and Baseline.